A Haines tribe is in the final stages of buying a local dock that has gone unused for years. The Chilkoot Indian Association sees the Portage Cove dock as an economic development opportunity and a chance to keep a piece of land in tribal hands. The dock is about a quarter mile down the road from Haines' only cruise ship dock. A distinctive red and gray building near the entrance sits empty, and the float where a tour boat used to tie up has been removed. The facility has gone vacant for at least 5 years. That's when the native corporation that owned it, Klukwan Inc., declared bankruptcy.
It's been bugging me for years seeing that dock empty.
Harriet Brulette is the Chilkoot Indian Association tribal administrator. She used to work for Klukwan Inc., which was once highly profitable. For a while, the corporation and then the Chilkat Indian village of Klukwan used the dock for the Chilkat Express catamaran. It took cruise visitors on tour excursions. Brulette says it was important for her to keep the dock in tribal hands.
This was at one time all tribal land, and you can see that the tribally held land just shrunk and shrunk and shrunk, and we just need to put the brakes on that. You know, if we lose one more piece of property, one more piece of land, we're just shrinking our sovereignty.
As Brulette watched the dock fall into neglect, she and other Chilkoot employees were looking for ways to use a specific pool of federal funding. The money comes from the Federal Highway Administration and is specifically for transportation projects.
We were just still trying to figure out what else we could do besides building trails, you know, and what else could we do besides filling potholes on Third Avenue or, you know, that sort of thing.
In spring of 2016, they thought of the dock. But it was a challenge to convince the federal government that the money, which is traditionally used for things like tribal road projects, should go toward marine transportation.
Our people are seafaring people, and it only made sense for us to be able to use some of our federal transportation dollars for marine transportation.
Eventually, the tribe got approval to pursue purchase of the dock. Brulette says it should be final by the end of October. Since the sale isn't yet complete, she didn't disclose the price tag. The most recent assessment valued the property at about $700,000, which Brulette confirmed is in the ballpark of what the tribe is offering to pay. Rod Worrell, the president of the Klukwan Inc. Trust, which owns the dock, said he could not comment until the sale is complete. Once it does go through, the first step will be repairing the facility. Ryan Barber is the tribe's assistant transportation coordinator. He describes what an engineer assessment of the dock found.
There are some pieces that he uses the phrase nearing end of life, which is a really polite way to say not good. But a lot of it is still very functional. Like Harriet said, it needs some love and some anodes.
In total, the repairs could cost more than $1 million.
You know, to be honest, we're not scared away by the cost of the repairs because I think that in the long run, keeping that piece of property locally owned is very important.
The tribe hopes to have the dock ready for use by the spring. Transportation coordinator Nick Kokotovich says they plan to offer mooring space for yachts and possibly small cruise ships.
It's a unique opportunity for us and Haines because Haines doesn't have like a docking facility for private yachts that come up. And there's a big need there.
Brulette says they have other ideas as well, like using the building as a carving shed and offering canoe rides.
There are some options, and we are going to take our time in developing those. We'll probably just start out with offering larger private boat mooring, and then just from there kind of figure out what works best for us.
The long-term goal is to create local jobs and give Chilkoot tribal members control over a slice of the waterfront. I'm Emily Files, reporting in Haines.